So right now, in this moment at 4:28 p.m. on Monday afternoon, while Ellie sleeps for hopefully a few more moments, I feel so moved. I feel so moved to say this. And I'm just going to let the thoughts come out tumbling in a tumbling mess of rolling crazy thoughts. As you sit in your corner, wherever your corner is, what would happen if you just believed that your story matters? What would happen if you just owned all the phrases that you say to others, the way you sign your emails to the ones you love, the way you encourage your friends with all of their pursuits in their life? What would happen if you owned that same belief that you have for your friends, if you owned it for yourself? What would happen if you looked in the mirror and saw the beauty that others see when they look at you? What would happen if you gave yourself permission to let hope bloom inside you? What would happen if you listen to yourself when you experience joy? If you listened to why, if you noticed why the joy comes up inside you when it does? What would happen if you let go of trying to be that person who lives inside a gray box that you look at, a laptop? What would happen if you let go of wishing you were them and walked to the mirror and met for the first time the real you who's waiting inside you? What would happen if you believed the kind things people say and write about you? What would happen if you took the next compliment someone gives you and believed it? What would happen if you quit looking at that phrase if you quit looking at the phrase "I am enough" and thinking, "Oh yeah, one day I'll believe that," and instead just took it as part of your personal truth? What if you believed the phrase "I am enough" was part of your personal truth? What would happen if you walked to the mirror right now and looked at yourself and saw the beauty that those who love you see? What would happen if you walked to the mirror and let go of looking at the person reflected back at you and thinking, let go of thinking, "Oh, I wish her hair looked, if only she was, if only she was." Instead of thinking, "If only she was," if you looked at the person reflected back at you and saw who she is, what would happen if the next time the little girl inside you who loves to play with paint and paper or fabric or color or her camera or words, what would happen if you listened to her and let her play? What would happen if you stopped trying to be that person that you aren't and don't want to be? What would happen if instead you just were yourself? What would happen if you walked across the room, down the hall, and found that mirror and looked at the person reflected back at you and chose love? What would happen if you believed people when they paid you a compliment? What would happen if you said "you're welcome" when someone said "thank you" instead of saying, "Oh, it was no big deal"? What would happen if you said "you're welcome" next time? What would happen if you walked down the hall and looked in the mirror and chose to see love and chose to use love when you looked at the person reflected back at you? What would happen if you spoke to yourself as softly and calmly as you speak to those you love? What would happen if you gave yourself the same space to just do the best you can that you give so many others? What would happen if you walked down the hall and looked in the mirror and chose love when you looked at that reflection? What would happen if you just believed that in this moment, in your corner, you are enough?